help the Spirit of God. If you want to turn in your Bibles, turn here and hold your place. Hebrews 4:14. And I'd like to deal tonight on our merciful and faithful great high priest that is touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Our merciful, faithful, great high priest that is touched. Hebrews 4:14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. You may be seated. I wrote this. Does God see me?
Oh, yes.
Does he understand and really know what I'm going through?
Oh, yes.
Does he? Does he really care? Will he help me if I come to him?
Yes.
Does he know me?
Come on.
Does he know where I'm at?
Yes.
Come on.
He's acquainted with us. He knows us. Oh God. Listen to the psalmist David by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. He wrote Psalms 86:15. But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion. Gracious, long-suffering, plenteous in mercy and truth. Look at the word compassion. We're going to go somewhere. I know I'm going slow.
Come on.
Compassion is a sympathetic consciousness of someone else's distress with a desire to help them.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God wants to help us.
Yes,
amen. Yes, he does. God is still moved with compassion. Jesus says, I am aware, I know, I see, and I care. Look at the word mercy. God is full of compassion. He's got mercy. He is gracious. Mercy simply means putting yourself in the other person's shoes.
Come on.
What if that was me suffering? What if that was me in need?
Right.
These two words moves the heart of God to reach out and to touch and to help, to save and to heal. What if that is me that is lost and bound and headed to a devil's eternal hell? Oh God, how many knows that the Lord is moved, still moved with compassion, hallelujah, God, wanting to help the children of men. Oh, what is it?
Come on.
Oh, what if that was me that is in trouble? What if that's me that is suffering? What if that was me that's down and out and hurting? And that's me that the devil is oppressing in my mind. Does anybody see me? Is there anybody that cares about my struggling? Do they really know me? Hallelujah to God. I can say 1,000%, yes, the Lord looks down in our life. He looks in our mind and he looks in our heart. He sees the stress. He knows exactly. He knows our down city. He understands our thoughts afar off. He knows when we go to the bed of a night. He knows when we're in turmoil. He knows how bad we feel. He knows the battles of the mind where the devil comes a knocking, hallelujah, and telling you you ain't got anything, and look at you, you're suffering and nobody cares. But I can tell you, Jesus, the Son of God, become the Son of Man. man and came down and tasted everything that we could ever go through. There's not a road that you'll ever go down, or a valley that you'll ever go through, or the waters that you'll ever wade in. What Jesus himself has not waded through it and been right to the bottom. He already knows the road. He sees the grief. He sees the pain. He knows the sorrow. He knows exactly how you feel. Jesus, he came down. No wonder he's called the high priest that is touched with the feeling of our infirmities. You say nobody knows how I feel. Oh, but Jesus knows.
Yeah, hallelujah. Glory.
Oh, God. Holy. Oh, Spirit of God. Matthew 9:36. But when Jesus saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then said he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore that the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. One gospel writer said the people came out of the towns and they followed Jesus on foot into a desert place, bringing the sick and the broken and the hurting. And the Bible said that he healed them all. Hallelujah.
Come on,
hey, Lord, if I can just get to Jesus, I believe he'll touch me.
Yeah.
He still, hey, Lord, I feel him. He still moved with compassion. He still is gracious. He still, hallelujah, has grace to give to us. There's still power in his nail-scarred hand. Hallelujah, that leper that came to Jesus, he said, Lord, he said, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean, and you can heal me. And Jesus immediately stretched out his hand and touched him and said, I will be thou cleansed. Hallelujah, raise your little hand. It's Jesus that cleanses. It's Jesus that heals. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Lord.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Yes, it is.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
When Jesus, the Son of God, came to earth, he became the Son of Man to feel everything that we feel. The Bible said in all points as what we feel and what we face in life. For him, listen, to be a faithful high priest sitting at the right hand of God. He sits there tonight as our intercessor and our mediator and our advocate. He sits there as a go-between when we're in need. Jesus said, when you pray, hallelujah, pray to the Father in my name. Hallelujah, he will give it to you, everything that you need. Jesus is that one that says, Father, look at them. They're in need and they're calling on me. Hallelujah. Jesus says to the Father, I've been down that road. I look at the nail prints in my hands. Hey, Lord, and that wound in my side. I look at my brow. I wore the crown of thorns. I look at my feet, Father. I know what they're suffering. I see their pain. Hallelujah. And God says, I'll send the Holy Ghost down. Hallelujah. To touch them.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Yes, he knows.
Yeah.
Yes, he knows everything you feel.
Come on.
He could never be a faithful high priest passed into the heavens, sitting at the right hand of God.
Come on.
And hallelujah, he had not come and acquainted with our grief. He himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. He took our sins in his own body on the tree. Yes, he knows.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, Tommy. Yes, you know.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Do you see me, sweet Jesus?
Yes, I see you. Touched with the feeling of our infirmities. You might say, Brother Tommy, what's infirmities? Infirmities means all of our frailties, our weaknesses, our feebleness, our faintness, our sickness,
right,
our diseases, every kind of trouble.
Come on.
He sees all of it, what we're going through in body and mind. And since Jesus is touched with the feeling of our infirmities,
he's moved
with compassion.
Yeah.
Do you believe we can bring others to get them to Jesus and get them saved and get them healed and get them delivered?
Come on.
Pray ye that the Lord will send more of the labors into his harvest. I believe we can get others to Jesus.
Yeah.
How many can raise your hand here tonight and say, I know what it's like to be sick and afflicted. I've been on a bed of affliction. I've had my times in the hospital. I've had over 7 surgeries in my own body. But I'm telling you, I'm here tonight by the grace and the healing power of Almighty God.
Yeah.
I'm still alive. I'm still on my feet because of Jesus. Too dark.
Well,
Jesus can come right on the scene and light up the room.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And say, I heard your heart cry. Hey, Lord, I see the pain. I see the suffering. And I've come down to touch you.
Hey.
I've come down to raise you back up and to encourage you.
Yeah.
I am the healer. I'm still the Savior.
Glory. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Holy, holy, holy.
Glory.
He's touched.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Matthew 4:23. Thank you, Jesus.
Yahoo!
Hallelujah. Praise God.
And Jesus went about Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people.
Yes.
And his fame went throughout all of Syria. And they brought unto him whose name, and they brought unto him all sick people that are taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them all. Hey, Lord, if I could just get you to Jesus, I'm not telling you what he done for me, he'll do for you. What he brought me out of, he'll bring you out too. I tell you, the Lord's never too late. He knows when to come, but right on time, every time, when the devil said it's too late, hallelujah, you're too far gone. That's when the Lord performs a miracle. And I come higher. Hey, raise your hand and praise him. It ain't too late. It ain't too dark. And you ain't too low. What he cannot minister to you.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Holy.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I believe we can get some people to Jesus tonight, don't you? Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. This thing is real.
Come on.
There's power in the Spirit of God tonight. We anoint them with oil. How many knows we need to pray one for another that you might be healed? I'm telling you, there's power not in this oil, but it's a representation of the Spirit of the living God. When he comes down and when he touches, there's power in the Holy Ghost. There's power in the anointing of God. There's power when the presence of God shows up. There's healing for the mind and healing for the body. He'll touch you. Listen, look at the humanity of Jesus. It's hard to imagine that God would come down from the throne in his Son. The one that created us. A lost and dying world. A sick and afflicted world. A world that the devil had taken over. People bound in sin. Lost. Lunatics. Devil possessed. Diseased all over them. And the creator that had made the sun ball and the moon and the stars of space came down in his Son to feel exactly what you feel, that he might be a faithful high priest.
Hallelujah.
When Jesus was here, he ministered in the office of a prophet. He brought unto us the word of the living God and preached the kingdom of God to save, heal, and deliver. He's right now at the right hand of the Father. Hallelujah. He's our advocate and our intercessor and our high priest to bring us to Jesus God. Lord, but when he comes again, he's coming, Lord of lords and King of kings. And you raise it up my head and say, I know him and I love him. Hallelujah. I thank him for what he's done for me and what he's brought me out of. I ain't lost no more. I'm not sick and down and out. I'm not possessed of the Jesus. I'm free. By whom the Son sets free, it's free. Raise your little hand and praise the Lord. There's life in this. I said there's life in this. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Death has no more control over me. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. When Jesus was here, he was tested.
Right.
He was tried. Are you?
Right.
Are you?
Come on.
That devil will try every one of our faith.
You're right, really? Tommy.
Yep. Amen.
He'll try your faith. He suffered in his flesh. He suffered in his body. He hurt. He knew what it was like to hunger.
Yes.
Yeah.
My Lord. He knew what pain was.
Yes.
Scripture says he took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses.
Yes.
The load of all the world's problems was upon him.
Yes.
He knew what it was like to feel loneliness.
Oh.
Are you lonely?
Come on.
Come on.
You feel all alone?
Come on.
No.
He knew how it felt to be rejected.
Yeah.
And pushed out.
Yes.
Oh, God. Stay with me.
Come on.
He felt, he knew what it was like to be talked against. The Son of God took the form of a man in a human body.
Yes.
So they could identify with every need that we would ever have or ever go through.
Yes.
There's not a battle in our body or in our mind what Jesus himself did not go through.
Right.
He knew what it was like to carry a heavy load. He knew what a heavy load was. He himself was burdened and troubled. The Holy Ghost is wanting us to know tonight that Jesus is touched right now.
Come on.
He's acquainted with your feelings, your griefs, and your sorrows.
Yeah.
He sees your hurts.
Yes.
And pains. Therefore, he says, I have compassion upon you.
Yeah.
Oh, God. We'll never know the deep waters of affliction that Jesus waded and passed through. No wonder he spent whole nights, Brother Ron, in prayer. Prayer for himself, being the Son of Man.
Right.
And he prayed and sought the Father for strength all night long, Sister Ruthie, up in the mountain while everybody's in the town asleep. Jesus prays to the Father and said, there at the base of this mountain and the villages and the towns, people's a lying sick and they're afflicted. Oh Lord, and they're going through it. Hallelujah. And all in the midnight hour and all night he spent until the dew, Sister Ruthie, saturated his clothes. Oh, Holy Ghost of God,
yeah,
that came down from the Father, hallelujah, and saturated, hallelujah, the Son of God. And when he walked down that mountain, he walked in the power of the Spirit of God, and they brought unto him, hallelujah, and the Bible said, cast them at his feet, all that were diseased and sick, and he healed them all.
Yes,
don't you tell me that the Lord don't know and that he's not acquainted with you. You might have broke yourself in here tonight and feel a million miles away from God, and you might be hurting and you might be questioning, but Jesus says, I know right where you are. I know exactly how you feel.
Yeah,
I raise your little hand here tonight. He's a faithful high priest,
yeah,
at the right hand of God.
Glory, 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 glory,
glory. Oh, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Help us, God, I pray here tonight.
Yes.
Ye that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. To be a strength to your brother and a strength to your sister.
Right.
Bible said in Mark 2, and again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noise that he was in the house.
Amen.
Jesus is in the house.
Amen.
And straightway many were gathered together in his, insomuch that there was not room enough to receive him. No, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they came unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born carried afore. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. And on down he said, I say unto thee, arise and take up thy bed and go thy way into thy house. I'm telling you, if you got a desire to get to Jesus,
amen,
hallelujah, it takes faith to get to him. How many knows that? I believe that he can do something. I believe that he has the power. I believe that he's moving with compassion. I believe he'll touch me. Hey, Lord, he has had four friends that put him on a cot. His limbs and his arms and his legs had withered away. He could not walk. He could not handle anything. But he said, if you can get me to Jesus, everybody else is a get in touch. Hey, Lord, the blinds are seeing and the lepers are being cleansed. The lame is a walking. Would you get me to Jesus? That's the reason we got a church right here in Ashland, Kentucky, is to get the lost and get them to Jesus. Yeah. Hallelujah. Raise your other hand. Yeah. Hey, Lord, help us, God, to get the souls to you.
Yeah, yeah, yes. Hallelujah. Glory.
Can you imagine laying on a cot? They go to his house, bringing a cot, an empty cot, lays it right at the foot of his bed, picks him up, puts him on a cot. Four corners on that cot. Now that takes faith. Would you think? Can you all get me to Jesus? It's noise as he's in that house down there. Man, there's all kind of miracles going on. There's healings going on down there. Can you all get me to Jesus?
Come on.
Woo-hoo. He's laying right there, and them four men said, yes, sir, we love you. That's the reason we're here. We care about you. We care about you. Holy, they pick up each corner of that, each one of those men, and they carry him down there. And they look, and you know, in front of the door, man, there's people standing outside. There's a throng on the inside. No way to get him in there. It looks like the end. You know, that's what the devil will tell a lot of people, says, it's too late for you. You can't get to him. Look at all these other people in front of you. You'll never get it. Oh, God.
Come on. Yeah, yeah.
He had to have faith. He probably told him, says, I wish, with all my whole heart, I wish I could get to him. If I could just get to him, I'd be healed. One of them looks up and says, well, right there back in when they built those houses back then, they built like little steps going up the side of their house. They go back this way because up on the roof, big flat roof.
Right.
It wasn't like a ladder. No. They would be crazy. carry up a man on the ladder. Hallelujah. They said, well, tell you what, he had a name. I don't know what the man's name was. And they'll say, we'll get you there. If you'll hold on to that cot. Stay right there where you're at. Ain't much he can do anyway. He's withered away. They carried him up to the top of that roof. And I can see them as they went over for the commotion here and where it's the loudest, Brother Gordon. One of them says, it's right here. Listen, I heard a shout. Somebody just got healed right here. He just touched somebody right here. Bible said they laid him down and all four men began to tear a big hole in that roof and lay the tiling aside. Had to be a big hole, wouldn't you think? If he was 6 foot tall, the cot's longer than him. Come on, it had to have been probably 5 foot wide and probably 7 foot long. They tied ropes on each corner. Thank you, Lord. We're going to get you to Jesus. Yeah. I tell you what, they picked him up, come over there and straddled that hole and let the old rope slide down. I could hear him say to those four guys, said, don't let loose of me. Don't let loose of me. Raise your little hand. There's some people right now. Family members are just saying, don't give up on me. Keep on praying for me. I know that I need Jesus. I know that I need to be saved. Don't give up on me. Yeah. Hey, Lord, hallelujah. And they let those old ropes slide through their hand. And you imagine Jesus is standing there, people around him preaching the word. And all of a sudden, whoa, right there's a man eye level, had palsy on that old cot. And the Bible said Jesus looked up, and when he saw their faith, he said unto him, thou art made whole. Hallelujah, raise your little hand. I tell you, by faith, we can still get to him. We might have to climb a tree. We might have to wade some water. We might have to tear a roof off, but I'm willing to get to him. Hallelujah, he can help me if I can just get to him.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah to the Lord. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Praise you, Lord. Remember, Jesus
feels everything that you feel. The Son of God came to actually take your place, to identify with you. Do you know why? So he can have mercy and touch you with his grace, bring you help and healing. Christ Jesus made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
Yes.
It's so hard to explain and comprehend. The very God that created us condescended down, came down from his throne to become one of us in his Son.
Yes.
To feel everything we feel in order to redeem us and save us. This ought to give us faith and confidence and assurance in our sufferings and trials. I know my God cares.
Yes.
I know that he loves me.
Yes.
I know that he'll help me.
Yes.
He'll come to my rescue.
Yes, he will.
Listen, the Holy Ghost in Hebrews 2:14, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, that's us, he, Jesus, likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. Wherefore, it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest. For in that, listen here, for in that he himself has suffered, being tempted, he's able to succor them that are tempted. Succor means he will come to your aid. He will come and help. He will bring relief in your time of struggle. He'll send his touch.
Yes.
He'll reach out his hand and he'll bring you comfort and encouragement.
Yes.
Child, I know exactly everything you're going through.
That's right.
I see it. I know your feelings. I'll make sure that you make it.
Right.
You are mine. I will help you. And I will take care of you. Raise your little hand to the Lord. Holy, 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 holy. Oh, God. Who am I that a king would bleed an eye for? Who am I that he would say, not my will, but thy Lord?
Yes.
He came down from the heaven's throne.
God.
He laid aside all of his garments and his kingly garments. And he came down and was donned with the robe of a man and took upon himself the form of a servant. And Lord, when he was born in a cattle stable. Everything that he had was borrowed. He had to borrow a tomb. When he died, they laid him in somebody else's tomb. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. He gave everything up. Hallelujah. To come down and minister to us. Would you stand tonight in the house? Oh, God. It's what I had on my heart today. He knows you. He sees you. And he cares about you.
Amen.
Don't ever say the Lord don't know where I'm at. He don't know how I feel. Yes, he does. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, by whom? By Jesus. By Jesus also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And we find a place to pray tonight and say, God, not only all that's about me, Lord, I need a touch. I need your help, Lord. I need strength. I need a healing. I need need the inspiration. I need heaven's touch. Oh, Lord, give it. Pour it into me, Lord, that I could reach out to others. Of all people all around me are dying lost without God. Up and down these alleys and these streets, Sister Bessie, there's drug addicts dying and going out without God, lost into a devil's hell. I mean, this society is sick and they need a physician. Oh, God.
Come on. Yeah.
Jesus, Jesus, holy Lord, holy. Come on, pray, pray. Sing, God, help us.
I want to pay someone to share.
Yes, God.
All your troubles, like no other.
Yes, Lord, yes.
You'll come down from the sky, wash those tears from your eyes. Turn his child, and he cares for you.
Yes, he does.
Those tears from your eyes.